The next stage of Bedford Borough Council's Local Plan 2040 is ready for public scrutiny. The plan outlines upcoming policies in the development of housing, business, the environment and transportation. The objective is to make the borough more economically attractive and sustainable by the close of 2040. Residents have until 5pm on the 3rd of September to voice their concerns. They could do this by logging on to Bedford Borough website. Check the show notes for a link. Mayor Dave Hodgson said, "We want to hear from as many people as possible to help us plan for the future together." A summary of the plan will be posted to all borough homes. The East Anglian Air Ambulance is now available to operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, thanks to a funding boost. Previously, it was unavailable from 1:30am to 7am, but the new funding is very welcome, as last year, rapid response ambulances were called out over 500 times at night, showing the high demand. The SME Luton and Bedfordshire Business Awards were held on the 29th of June at the Bedford Corn Exchange. The Bedfordshire's Rural Communities Charity were this year's big winner, picking up the Gold Community Business of the Year Award. The charity supports rural communities and vulnerable residents across Bedfordshire and will be competing in the SME National Business Awards later this month. If you fancy snapping up some quality art, Peacock's auction in Bedford today might be of interest. A colour reproduction of an L.S. Lowry painting is one of several items being auctioned, but the painting, which bears a Fine Art Guild blind stamp, has a guide price of up to £3,000. That's all for today. Have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.